Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, I'm in Germany. I'm at the Boot Show. This is the largest water sports event literally in the world. They got boats, they got paddle boards, they got surfing, and of course, they got scuba diving. And that's where I find myself with my friends from Explore Ventures. They're exhibiting here at the Boot Show in Germany, in Dusseldorf. And I'm hanging around, and I'm finding some friends from America. And, of course, I have my travel buddies with me as well. That happens to be Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. How you doing, Jerry?
Just flabbergasted.
It is an impressive event here in Dusseldorf, isn't it?
Well, I've been doing dive shows for 50 years. I've never seen anything like this. This is just amazing.
You know, they take a massive boat show and like the Surf Expo and DEMA and combined it into one event. So there's literally 9 exhibit halls here in Dusseldorf. This thing will make your feet hurt in about 10 hours doing all the walk. You're getting in plenty of steps at this show. There ain't no doubt about that. But, you know, everybody and anybody who has any kind of connection to the water or water sports, as far as a business is concerned, is here exhibiting or attending the show. So we've come across a lot of our, you know, a lot of people that are at DEMA. They come to this show as well and some of the dive shows in the U.S. But we're definitely among a minority of folks. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you walk around the show and you see booths that are 2 stories tall, and it's just dynamic.
Yeah, but they all come together for their love of diving. So we have that common denominator. Now, Lois is with us, too. She's a underwater videographer. She keeps Jerry in line, right? Who's the bodyguard, you or him?
Me, definitely.
Okay, that's what I was going to let you say it. But
Handler. More handler. Like a handler, yes.
Exactly. Entourage, no. He's your entourage, right, Lois?
Sure.
We'll go with that as well. All right. So Lois is with us. She's going to document things from taking pictures. She has a really brand new camera. You're excited about that because we're going to the Maldives next week after this, right?
That's correct. And I am very excited about my new camera.
New camera, new toys. I got some that I'm going to be playing with. Matter of fact, we're going to talk to those folks here in just a bit. They're exhibiting at the show this Divevolt underwater housing for my iPhone that I've been telling you about. We're going to talk to them. And I got a new video light that I'm taking over to the Maldives. They're exhibiting here at the show, a company called Big Blue. So we got a lot of folks that we're going to navigate through. But like I said, we're with our friends at Explore Ventures, Liveaboards. And that's who we're diving with next week in the Maldives, which we're going to do an entire 2-hour show from the deck of their new vessel. And I can't wait. But Stefan is the guy with us right now. He's working the booth here for the German folks. And you do all these shows over here. Is that right, Stefan?
Yeah, exactly. For years now. I'm in that industry for 27 years now, and that's my 10th dive boat show in Germany. So always an amazing experience, so lots of energy in it, and also lots of energy to be able to attend to that show, because they went a bit crazy here. Very nice atmosphere, lots of visitors, and almost everybody's here, so this is the place to be.
Right, and he has the proper accent for divers, being French, right? So you can throw that Cousteau thing at him and sound, you know, more legit. Am I right there, Stefan?
Yeah, I'm not such a fan of the Cousteau things, but yeah, definitely we have visitors from everywhere in Europe. People are coming here from Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, Switzerland. So we need to speak several languages when we are at the booth here. So.
Well, he's a seasoned pro. And so he has to take, you know, folks like Jerry and myself who've never been to Germany, let alone the boot show, kind of under his, you know, under his fins and kind of show us the ropes. So last night we went out to this, well, it was a little Italian eatery. And we had some, obviously, German beer, which is pretty tasty stuff. But they said there was this other cocktail that we had to have that was like Kill the Beach. What is it? What is it? What was that we drank last night?
Yeah, you can turn it that way, but the original name is Kill the Beach.
That's what I said. I think, I don't know. Something got lost in translation. But anyway, it's a shot of a Jägermeister type of, you know, concoction that will definitely get you there faster, right?
Yeah, I agree. That's the kind of cocktail we need to drink.
Drink the, you know, that's the painkiller that you drink at the end of the boot show to, you know, get rid of all those aches and pains, you know, in your feet and everything, right?
Oh,
you don't feel anything after a shot of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I totally understand. But actually, you don't need to wait to the end of the show to drink that.
They start earlier here in Germany.
Right. Much, much earlier.
Yes. Breakfast. Well, yeah. You know, and literally the party starts on the exhibit show floor at the last hour of the show. So we're going to, you know, we're going to take the microphone around for the party festivities later. They get a little nutty here in at the boot show, right? Crazy?
Nutty? Yeah.
Crazy, nutty, yes,
yeah,
you know.
Okay, got it. Yeah, sure. I mean, the atmosphere here, as I told you, is very nice and very relaxed. So almost every night there are three or four parties going on the show.
A lot of socializing.
Yeah, exactly. That's the
Sven, who was on the Red Sea Emperor with us in on our last trip. He's here.
He's
Jerry,
here.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I saw him, the captain of the boat, or well, the dive guide.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're supposed to connect with Sven at the party later.
Let's get him on the radio show. For
yeah,
a
of course.
Minutes.
Yeah,
he's quite the entertainer.
Yeah, I saw him. He was trying to avoid me, not make eye contact, as you would expect. But I found him. So we're going to talk to Sven from Red Sea Explorer, and of course, you know, everybody here. Are you here for Explore Ventures? Is there a particular area people in Germany like to go, or is it just all across the board? They travel all over.
Yeah, the Germans travel pretty well. I mean, and they're interested in any kind of destination. But let's say that Galapagos and Indonesia are the most requested destination, actually.
Yeah. But I mean, do you find the folks here in Germany would want to, for instance, go all the way over to like Turks and Caicos, which would be very convenient for us in the States, or not so much?
No.
They might.
Sorry?
They might.
Yeah, they might, definitely.
It just depends on what they're looking for. And you just find out what kind of diving they prefer to experience.
Exactly. And
you got places, you got these boats all over the place now, Jerry, right?
Absolutely. You know, and these guys can run down the Red Sea for a long weekend.
Yeah.
So if they're really going to take a vacation.
Right. but you know, Stefan loves this question when I ask things like, what's your favorite boat or what place you like to go with Explorer Ventures?
All of them.
Yes, exactly. He has the stock answer. He can't really say, of course. But do you got a particular critter or like animal you like seeing while you're diving?
As far as I am in the water, I'm happy.
Yeah.
But just to talk about the recent experience I had, it was on the White Manta on the Banda Sea in Indonesia, the brand new boat we have. I had a blast during the hammerhead season. So it was a really, really nice cruise from Ambon to Sorong, a 10-night trip. And it was really one of my best cruises. So
it was the hammerhead sharks that really tweaked your interest on that trip in particular. How close did you get?
Sorry?
How close to the hammerheads did you get?
Oh, it's not like in the Galapagos. So you need to dive on certain points and wait for them. But actually, the combination of diving the Banda Sea, seeing those hammerheads on the top of volcanoes, underwater volcanoes.
Nice.
With hundreds of sea snakes. And then you combine that with the colorful Rajaampat reefs. It's the perfect combination.
Wow. Underwater volcanoes, though, they have there. So you're swimming, and do you actually see like the bubbles and steam and everything coming out? Or are we talking like Champagne Reef in Dominica, where you just see the little bubble streams like you're diving through champagne type of deal? Or is it like molten lava, I guess, is my point?
No, you don't have lavas, but you can see the volcanic activity with the bubbles.
Right.
But also the underwater water springs. And also you can even hear the volcano rumbling when you are diving.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
So that adds a whole other dimension to the underwater experience, I would imagine.
That's something
to... Lots of sea snakes, too, in Indonesia, huh? But you don't have to worry about them, even though they're the most deadliest animal on the planet or venom, but they can't really bite you. Is that the deal?
No, they can't bite you. I mean, they have a very tiny mouth.
Right.
And also, they're not aggressive at all. I mean, they have lots of fish to eat here. And you just need to watch out not to have too fast gestures,
right?
Not to afraid them, but otherwise they are totally yeah. friendly. And
well, the whole thing about having the most poisonous venom in the world, you say that after the dive is usually right.
Actually, we say that before the dive.
Well, they do because they're responsible. But thank you so much.
Thank
yeah,
you.
We got more Kill the Beach to drink, and you know, Jägermeister and Guinness, God knows what else. We're just getting started here at the Boot Show in Dusseldorf, Germany. Stick around. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Boots Dusseldorf, the largest water sports trade fair in the world. Take part and celebrate with hundreds of thousands of visitors from over 100 countries. In the Dive Center, you can discover the fascinating world of diving and meet international stars from the diving scene on the stage or in the indoor diving pool. Boot Dusseldorf is waiting for you. Not just the largest, but also the most fascinating water sports trade fair in the world. Follow the call.
Yes, that's what we have done here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I heard the call all the way in Orlando, Florida, and I flew to Dusseldorf, Germany to be here at the Boot Show. This thing is massive. Now, they got tons of products. It's like a, you know, once again, it's like DEMA, the dive show, a trade organization puts on that show every year with the Surf Expo combined with like the Miami International Boat Show. It's just a water sports haven for companies all around the world. It's just massive how big this thing is. But a lot of cool products on display. Now, we've been talking about the Dive Bulk housing the last few weeks because I'm taking one to the Maldives with me with Explore Ventures next week. And I'm very excited because I have the new iPhone 11 Pro Max. And so I got a top-of-the-line camera on the new iPhone. and I have this new housing that has a squishy back to it. That's not the technical term. It's a, what do we call this thing?
It's a dual frame membrane.
Yeah, a membrane, right. Dual frame membrane is what they call it there at Diebold. You know, I leave it to their technical staff. So, of course, you hear we have Lewis. We have Kay again. Kay, how are you?
Hi, everyone. This is Kay.
Yes, and she was waving. If you didn't hear that, she was waving at you. God bless her. And then, of course, we have Lewis. Lewis, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Yes, you guys are excited all the way from China, but you do all these shows. This boot show is a pretty big deal, isn't it? It's a huge, huge show for you.
Yes, it's a huge show because every day we were busy to introduce our product to a lot of visitors because our product is brand new on the market. So nobody has seen this product before, so they are curious about our product and they want to know more. What they can do with their smartphone underwater.
That's right. Now, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine with me. I brought him over here to meet Kay and Lewis and have him show him the Diebold housing. Have you ever seen anything like this? I'm pretty pumped about it. What about you?
I've seen iPhone housings. I haven't seen anything like this. It's stretching my brain a little bit.
Yeah, that membrane system they have that gives you access to all the apps, all the controls on your cell phone. And once again, it's universal, so it's not just for iPhones. They make different brackets for different models of phones, but you have them for pretty much, you know, any Android device or Apple device that you have going back God knows how long. So all you got to do is go to divevolk.com and find out which one you need to get. But we're only talking like $200-$300, and you can get them on Amazon, right, Kay?
Yes, we have them in Amazon and in our online shop.
Lewis was nice enough to show me some extra apps beyond what Apple offers just with the camera, which is pretty advanced in its own right. I mean, you can do a panoramic underwater shot, which would be a lot of fun. But you can get these third-party apps that go really deep into underwater photography, or filmmakers are using these things and using their iPhones to actually film, you know, a movie. So maybe we'll, when we're in the Maldives next week, we'll do like Abyss 2.
That sounds great. I look
like
it.
James Cameron. You look like Jean-Michel Cousteau.
And we'll just pretend to be those people. How's
yes,
that?
Why not? Exactly. So, but the people here in Germany that come to the boot show, they're just as excited about this housing as I am, I'm guessing, right, Kay?
Yes, everyone is, whoa, because they never
seen
this before.
Yeah. I love it.
And they don't believe that can work up to 80 meters because of the double layer frame. When they touch, they feel, oh, it is soft. Why can
it's squishy? Yeah, it feels good.
Yes, but well, after we explain the why we can make this happen with our air balance system and also this patent dual film screen, they say, whoa, so smart.
Yes, very smart. Yeah, for your smartphone. Yeah, and once again, you know, I played with these things the last few years, and I definitely think taking your cell phone underwater is the future because they keep advancing the lenses on these cameras and just get better and better, especially if you're not like hardcore into photography or video. But if you take your cell phone underwater and feel safe about it, and this has quite a bit of protection, by the way, but it's convenient. You can leave it in the housing and wirelessly charge your cell phone and leave it in the housing all week. So next week when I'm on the liveaboard, I'm going to stuff my camera in there, and I'm not... Technically, I don't have to take it out all week, which just make it even more safe because every time you open up a housing, you get potential water issues and moisture and things, which can create problems. Right, Lewis?
Yes, because everywhere on the boat is wet. Our shoes is wet. Our hands is wet. So the good thing is you don't need to take your phone out. And even we provide a solution for the phone charging is the wireless charging function with the phones with a wireless charge.
Yes, you got to love it. Diebold.com is the website. They have everything you need. It has a shoe connector on the top, a red lens for underwater video and stills, macro lenses, little accessory things that you can put on your Diebold housing. The only thing they don't have is a dive light, so they just happen to be right next to Big Blue. So I think we got to go talk to them about getting a light so I'm properly prepared for the Maldives next week. Right, Kay?
Wish you a good trip there.
Yes, thank you. All right. Thank you, guys. Let's go over here, Jerry.
Right,
so they're literally right around the corner is Big Blue dive lights. Now, Oscar is the man behind Big Blue dive lights, and we had a nice little chat earlier here at the Boot Show, and he's been at DEMA. He's seen me there, but this was the first time we had a chance to bond, and because I needed a dive light, so I came and saw him. And you guys have how many models of dive lights? Because I've never seen so many different models in my life. It's impressive.
Actually, we have the light for more than 100 pieces.
More than 100 different types of dive lights that you can get with Big Blue. That's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. And the one that I got for this housing from DiveVolk is literally 10,000 lumens.
Yes.
That is brighter than the sun. At least that's what I'm going to say. Is it pretty close?
Actually, we have even much more brighter, but at least the VL 10,000 is one of the best sellers.
Yeah, well, you got 10,000. Yeah, I saw upwards of 60,000.
Exactly.
Is that right?
It's a really brightness underwater. We can say it's the world brightness in the world underwater for 60,000 lumens.
That is insane. But I'm telling you, with 10,000 lumens, if Jerry Beatty bugs me underwater in the Maldives, I can blind him. Right?
For sure. Yeah. They will all...
Don't piss me off, Jerry.
Don't blind me, Greg.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But when you're diving during the day and you can take a big bright light like that underwater, it makes a huge, huge difference.
Yes, for sure. People don't understand. People always think, oh, 10,000, I don't need to be too much. But actually, underwater condition, they never know, right? You really need the more brighter, always the better, since you can always step down based on the situation, right? But
right.
If you have a less bright, you will complain. Once the subject coming, like the big man to come up, at that moment, you don't have enough intensity.
But if you have a massive 10,000 lumen big blue light, you can light up that manta perfectly. I plan to do that next week in the Maldives.
That's
thanks to
I
you
think
guys.
You will do it.
If they want to go to the website, it's what?
bigblue.com.hk or bigbluenice.com.
And we got more coming up from the Boot Show here in Germany next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm at the Boot Show in Dusseldorf, Germany. And of course, I wouldn't be doing this show if it wasn't for Roz from the UK, because I'm kind of in your backyard, aren't I?
Yes, you are, Greg. Welcome to Europe.
Yes, thank you. It took us a little while to track Roz down, but I knew she was going to be here. So now she's going to lead me around the Boot Show, tell me who I have to talk to, and make sure I'm plugged in properly here, right?
Right. So the big buzz, of course, is the environment, isn't it?
Yes. They got a lot of environmental displays about saving the oceans, saving the critters, less pollution. And that brings us to your friends here. Who are these folks?
Right. So these guys are Madeline and Benjamin, and they run Bracenet. And they're a very new startup. They've only been going a couple of years. And what they do is they take recovered ghost fishing nets and they turn it into bracelets.
Into cool jewelry, right, Madeline?
Yes, of course. It looks really fashionable.
It does. You know, it even looks like a little dive tank connector. But I think that's just me. It's really not just for divers. For anybody who wants to get the nets out of the water and then solve problems with ghost netting and stuff like that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. You can wear a sign, actually. So if by wearing the original net, so it's not recycled, it's just upcycled, you are wearing a sign. And, of course, the people talk to each other like, what are you wearing there? It's a real ghost fishing net. It's coming from the sea.
And it looks cool.
Yeah.
I mean, Benjamin, guys wear this, right? I'm not a big jewelry guy myself, but I see a few on you. So it makes a statement that we're manly and we can do this and save the world too, right?
Yes, exactly. So we have also big, big sizes, because in the beginning we thought, okay, maybe it's just for females, but we have like 50-50. Is there exactly the amount of guys wearing the bracelet to girls? So
right. Madeline, when the guys wear it, it makes it more attractive to folks like you, right?
Of course. And if you are wearing the rose gold one, you just say it's copper, and then everybody's wearing it as well.
Fair enough. That's right. A little slightly more manly. What's the website?
Bracenet.net.
Easy enough. Oh, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you. And
enjoy the Boot Show.
Thank you so much.
All right. We got more coming up from Dusseldorf next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Building 12. What's in there, Schultz?
Herr Kommandant, powdered milk, eggs, and cases of beer.
That's not important.
Beer is not important?
Somewhere.
I could store it in my barracks.
I don't care what you do with it. Just get Building 12 ready for these officers.
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant. At once. Beer is not important?
There is a show.
Who are you?
We call Scuba Radio.
What's going on, and I want to know right now.
So get below.
What do you want from me?
Now it's Scuba Radio.
I would like to talk to somebody.
We rock on Scuba Radio.
Yeah, you know, I know the Scorpions are probably wandering the halls here at the Boot Show in Dusseldorf, Germany. That's just what they do. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am here covering this event, largest water sports event in the world. And just having a ball with my friends with Explore Adventures. It's their fault that I'm here because we're heading to the Maldives. And they Clay, the owner, the big kahuna there at Explore Adventures, says, hey, Greg, why don't we go to the boot show on our way over to the Maldives and kind of, you know, two birds, one stone kind of thing. And we did it. And I'm very glad he threw that idea at me. We're just having a blast. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. My feet hurt a little bit. This place is huge.
Yes, that's what the Kill the Bitch is for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Drink. Remember, you drink those, and then you don't feel your feet. Matter of fact, you think you don't even have feet anymore after a couple of them.
I think we're going to have to bring a bottle to the show tomorrow.
Right.
Yep. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Painkillers, or as they say here in Germany, Kill the Beach. Or Kill the Beach. It's something like that. Close enough. Who cares? It's a drink you drink. It's kind of like a Jägermeister kind of thing. We could have Jägermeister tonight, should we?
No.
Okay, yeah, it's probably the voice of reason. That's why Clay is here as well. All right, so you're here obviously representing Explore Ventures. They have a booth. They're telling all the divers here that walk by in the dive pavilion about all the liveaboard trips that you can purchase. But you're also a boater, and this is like the largest water sports event in the world with a boat show, too. So it's like boat show, Surf Expo, DEMA, all rolled into one. But you're looking for a sailboat. So have you bought one yet?
No, I haven't bought one yet. But we've been, you know, just like being a kid in the candy store at this place. I mean,
no doubt.
Not only from the diving perspective, but then you go, there's what, 10 or 12 huge halls of other boating stuff. And it's a great place if you show up with way too much money.
Exactly. God help you. If you have money in your pocket, it will not leave the show floor, chances are, because there's plenty of stuff to spend your money on. Here at the boot show for sure. Now, okay, so you might buy a sailboat, you might not. You might pick up some ideas for even some of the liveaboard fleet with Explore Ventures. No telling, right?
We've been having a good time. Peter Hughes is here, and he and I were looking at various decking options for the new boat in Galapagos this morning. And there's just, you know, a little bit of everything from stainless products to, you know, onboard furniture to all sorts of stuff.
Absolutely. Now, Peter Hughes, diving legend, you kind of like started liveaboard diving back in the day, right?
I don't know if I started liveaboard diving.
Yeah, I think, let's just say that. Yeah, because he's like the king of liveaboards, and now he's working with Explore Ventures in various fashions, and you're just tagging along for the whole thing here this week, or what?
Well, yeah, just tagging along for the whole thing. It's not my first Not my first time here at the boot show, so I've seen how big it is and how exciting it is, and what Clay was just saying. If you can get away from the booth for just a few minutes or a few hours, in fact, and wander the floor, it's an incredible place to pick up all sorts of ideas for not only the scuba business, but for the boat building business, but for the boats we use
right
in the liveaboard business.
They have a pool here in the boating area for sailboats, and they had these little, I don't know, like sunfish sailboats with a wall of giant fans next to the pool so they would have constant wind. I'd never seen anything like that. And they're sailing around in this giant pool, and that's just one small boating exhibit. Then they got a wave pool where they're surfing. It's insane what they got here at the boat show.
Have you looked at their scuba pool?
Yes, of course. They got not one, probably three different scuba pools.
When you come in the morning, first thing in the morning, just as the show opens up, there's so many kids in that pool, it looks like little guppies in an aquarium.
Right. There's a slight yellow tinge around to the water, but they clean that up quickly. No, I tell you, it's an impressive thing all the way around. It's just worth coming out here and just, like you said, it's like kid in a candy store. Whether you're into boating, diving, surfing, you name it, they got it all covered. Anything connected to the ocean, they got it here at the Boot Show. So when you come here after all these years, you've been there. How many times have you been to the Boot Show, Peter? What do you figure?
I think this is probably my number six.
Okay, so you're a seasoned pro. So you know your way around this floor, no?
No, I don't.
There's no way?
There's no way.
You don't know every inch of the 9 convention halls this show takes up?
Absolutely not. I try to stay in the diving section because it's just too painful to look at these boats.
It's overwhelming.
And then know that they're all beyond my reach.
Well, hey, you know, one can dream. That's the way I say. Or you find a friend, make friends with someone who owns that, like Clay. Right?
That's why I'm sticking so close to Clay.
See, he might buy a sailboat, and I said, just as long as you buy a sailboat that has enough room for me to come on and bug you for a few days, right?
Exactly.
Okay, all right, yeah. Clay's like, get away from me. It ain't going to happen. But, you know, I'm excited. I know you are, too, because we're going to the Maldives straight from the Boot Show. What do you plan to do there? Is this going to be one of your first times in the Maldives, or you've been there many times, too?
No, my first time in the Maldives was 1998,
wow.
And then I was in business in the Maldives, first with a Frenchman called David, with a boat called the Ocean Dancer, and after that, I was again in business in the Maldives back in the early 2000s with a gentleman called, who the hell was it? Alex.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
The Alex on the Orion, and we're going back to Alex again with the new boat, the Emperor Explorer. We're a really cool thing because my old friend and business partner has signed up with Clay, who I'm now working for, and we're all in this together. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to the trip and the fun with you and Jerry.
So we got an amazing group. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, of course, Peter Hughes, diver, you know, diving legend, like I said, kind of started liveaboard diving. We got Clay from Explorer Ventures, and who am I forgetting? Well, Lois is keeping Jerry in line, his entourage, or vice versa. I think he's her entourage, but that's all another thing. But we got a small little friendly group from America coming to the Maldives to check out the new boat. And for you, being that you Peter, I kid in saying that he's a pioneer living more diving, but it's the honest God truth, right, Clay? Come on.
It certainly is. I mean, I've been doing this for 32 years, and when I started, Peter Hughes was the experienced seasoned professional. So it's been a pleasure working with him, and we're just having fun.
Absolutely. And the thing is, Peter's reputation precedes him with anybody in the dive industry, because you just set a standard for liveaboard diving early on that was way above what anybody had seen before you came on the scene. You've heard this before. Come on, Peter. Fess up.
Yeah, I've heard it before, and what I've also said before, if it wasn't for my wife with a big stick whooping my ass, it probably wouldn't have happened.
Well, okay, so, yeah, we have those, there's no doubt. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. It's kind of come full circle. You literally helped Clay get started with Explorer Ventures, and now it's come back full circle where you're actually working with Explorer Ventures in a new capacity, isn't it? That's kind of cool.
That is very cool. Going full circle like that, that is super cool.
Absolutely. Really, good people, right?
Good people, exciting, fun way to spend the waning years of our lives here.
Well, okay. We can look at the bright side. We don't have much left. I don't know. That's not good. We got plenty more adventures that we get to share. But the fact that I get to hang with this distinguished crew is very humbling for me. Now, what about at the Boot Show for you, Clay? Anything else you're looking at besides sailboats? What about dive stuff? Have you seen all this dive stuff? Are you staying away from it?
It's always interesting to see the dive stuff here, because there's a lot of it that's very different from what you see at DEMA in the U.S. every year. So it's
there's a little more tech stuff here. You getting that vibe? A lot more tech companies. Roz is into that whole world, but I'm seeing a lot of tech diving equipment and innovation in that segment. But, you know, everything and then some is here, right?
Yeah, it's a, there's a lot of tech stuff. There's just a lot of, you know, there's a lot of younger people wandering around the dive floor that you don't really see at, you know, some of the big shows in the U.S. And it's, you know, it's nice to see the younger generation come up and get another generation as into diving as we've been for so many years.
Well, you know, we got to learn from these folks in the States, I think, because what I heard from talking to my international friends, like we were talking to Kay and Lewis from Dive Volk, the housing that I'm taking to the Maldives. They're from China, and they were telling me about the dive market in China is actually very young. Here, it's kind of, you know, a little bit older, and then, you know, the old farts are in America right now. So we got to flip that or try to mix it up a little bit and get more young blood in the USA market, you think?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, we've done shows in Asia that they bring, you know, elementary school kids in to, you know, teach them about sharks, ocean conservation, you know, bring them into the mix, you know, early on, which is, you know, I think a cool thing. And there's certainly a lot of that here as well.
And don't get me wrong, when I say the USA is a bunch of old farts, yeah, that may be physically, but mentally, I mean, look, we're like 18, 25 tops.
Yeah, I think you're giving yourself too much credit.
Okay, well, thank you. Look, we got more coming up from Boot and Dusseldorf, Germany, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Moody. I'm one of your dive guides on the Grand Sea Explorer. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now he's my close personal friend because he paid me to say this. Greg the Dive Master.
All the diving sites one assumes the Red Sea is a place to get below. Just one fin kick
away.
Why we love it on Scuba Radio. All the day dive boats will make you smile. They share the same site, but don't you fret. The liveaboard lifestyle.
Away.
Back home, you watch the sunset. Diving times without any gripes, say
we listen to Scuba Radio.
You have a real talent.
dive like an Egyptian.
I don't know what it is, but it certainly isn't singing.
Dive like an Egyptian.
I'm not sure you even hit a single note.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know what?
Horrible.
They love me. They love me in Germany. That's what Amr told me from the Red Sea boat. We had lunch with him, and I played him the song, and he didn't puke. He didn't look away. He actually seemed to enjoy it. So obviously he's tone deaf. Regardless, we're having a blast, as we always do when we're on the road. But here we are at the boot show, checking out some new cool items for diving, boating, surfing, you name it. Here's one that kind of crosses the gamut. It's the Scuba Jet. I've seen this before at the DEMA show, but we have a representative. What's your name?
My name is Wolfgang. Hello.
Wolfgang, well, welcome to Scuba Radio. Thanks for chatting with us. Now, tell us about the Scuba Jet. It actually was designed here in Germany. Is that right?
No, that's not right.
Of course it's not. So educate me properly.
It was designed and created in Austria.
Ah.
Austria,
okay.
Yeah.
But Austria is kind of German for us. You know, we don't know Arnold Schwarzenegger from being German to Austrian. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes
okay,
sense.
Okay, so he'll cut me some slack. All right, fair enough. So Austria is where you design this thing, and it's really unique. It's probably the most compact underwater scooter I've ever seen. Is that accurate? Is that true?
Yes, that's perfectly accurate. It's the smallest underwater scooter on the world, but not only underwater scooter, but more or less a device, an engine for water sports. No matter if you use it for a stand-up paddle engine or for snorkeling or scuba diving or free diving. So our flexible adapter system allows to use it anywhere in and on the water.
Right. I've seen this thing strapped on the bottom of a paddleboard. And for the folks at paddleboard that don't want to actually exercise, these are awesome, right?
Yes, especially for safety reasons. Imagine some current facing up, and then you can use it to get safely home.
Yeah, or you get a cramp, or you just paddle and like, look how fast he's going. That is amazing performance. But it's a scuba jet mounted underneath. It's kind of like a tube, so it uses like what, jet propulsion type technology or what?
Yes, indeed. It is a jet propulsion with an engine turning up to 12,000 rounds per minute. And we invented some special handling of the water flow so that we can get out of this little jet the same power than traditional big scooters known from diving. And that's the unique thing. We have a version which allows the user to travel, to take it on airplanes and in carry-on luggage. So the Scuba Jet is a personal device which every diver can have on his jacket and use it whenever he needs it.
Right. You can strap this thing right to your BC. I've seen the setups, like I said, at the DEMA show. There's no props because it uses this, it sucks the water in the front and just blows it right out the back. And I've seen these things at the DEMA pool before where they take them up out of the water and turn it on and like squirt everybody, because the power is remarkable what they've put in this little thing. And here at the boot show, you have a new model. So the new model is just a bigger battery, longer runtime kind of thing, or what?
Yes, we extended the ScubaJet Pro to the ScubaJet Extended Range. That means, simply said, just double battery capacity means double runtime. Everything else stays compatible in this modular system. So if you need some power for longer time, then you maybe choose the extended range version.
Nice. Now, I've seen this thing in development over the last few years, and one of the recent upgrades, I guess, for the ScubaJet, you got this new little display, right, that just mounts right to the tube-looking device, and it monitors, what, battery life and speed and everything, or what?
Yes, one of the most important information you need, especially if you're a scuba diver underwater, is the remaining runtime.
Right.
So that you can plan your dive and have enough energy to come safely back. And this is the main information we show, but this is a hand information. It calculates the remaining runtime based on the current speed, but not only the selection of the speed you do on the device, but it also calculates it based on the resistance in the water you create as a diver. Mm. So if I dive with this, I might have a little longer runtime than if somebody with a double 12 tank or rebreather or
right.
Technical
diver. It figures all that out for you.
Yes.
Which is good, because the thing's so fast, you could zip way out away from your dive platform, and that's not the time you want to run out of juice. You know what I mean? Because
yes.
Then you've got to kick all the way back home. And that's not why you use these things. These are just for cruising and just having a blast, right?
Correct. So this is the most important information. Other information is the diving depth, the current depth. It's also keen for divers.
Oh, okay.
We have the water temperature. And what we also have, we have a stepless control of the thrust.
Which means what?
That means that scuba jets used in groups of people can be adjusted so that every diver has the same speed underwater. Hmm. Other products only feature two or three speeds.
Right.
And we have a complete stepless from 0% to 100% of the engine power.
Interesting. All right. So if you had a group of people using these, you could keep everybody in sync.
Big
and
one,
then fly. Yeah, fly in formation underwater. That's very cool. Also, I noticed they have this, how it mounts to the top of the scuba jet, the display. You got like waterproofing type connections. Very high tech. Even though it's Austria, it's like German engineering. No?
No.
It's no, but I was like, that was a compliment, I think. I don't know. Scubajet.com, that's where we go on the website?
Scubajet.com, you'll find videos, you'll find pictures there. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. So, yeah, thank you very much.
Gotta love it. Add that one to the list of things that I need to get. We got hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Dusseldorf, Germany next. Stick around, just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.